Pico-Naive, a three-hour drive north of Port-au-Prince, is the place where Haiti declared its independence from the French in 1804. The city escaped the earthquake, but has had its share of tragedy. In 2004 and 2008, thousands died in the city of 300,000 when their homes were flooded during hurricanes. Still, Gonaïves Deputy Mayor Jean-François Adolphe says that after the earthquake struck Port-au-Prince, Gonaïves officials wanted to help and went there to arrange an evacuation.
We evacuated our own people from Gonaïves and the surrounding area that live in Port-au-Prince. This chart gives you an indication of people that have been evacuated from Port-au-Prince.
Many who were injured, including thousands with no family ties to this area, came for medical treatment, food, and other help. Adéclef Woodley is a doctor at the local hospital. He is a Haitian who was trained in Cuba.
Here we receive many patients with serious injuries. It is people who need orthopedic care, patients who need amputations of the arms or hands, or who have hip injuries with multiple fractures.
19-year-old patient Logista Floxen was brought here by family members from Port-au-Prince.
I lost my leg and the other one is broken. It happened after the concrete collapsed on me.
The influx brought an additional 35,000 to 40,000 people. International aid groups are helping. But business owner Joseph Mariado Gustave says most of the help comes from local people. Some people here are able to earn an income, but others are out of work, like Kleber Celestin.
I don't have no job right now.
Haitian Senator Yuri Latortu, who represents this region, says he wants a plan to decentralize Haiti's government and business and to move many people outside Port-au-Prince.
We build on the same place. It's for that the government and the parliament and the civil society have to look for a new plan and has the international community to build a new fund able to finance the new plan for the construction.
As earthquake victims from Port-au-Prince recover in Gonaïves and other outlying cities, Haitians are still burying their dead as they look for help in rebuilding their country. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Gonaïves, Haiti.